You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What happened in your household? Did you guys finally wrap up that darn science fair?
Finally wrapped it up. Sweet Knick Knack was at the school all day yesterday from the crack of dawn until, let's see, we left last night. I was there helping down break down tables and everything, 8:30. Super long day. It was a big success. I will say there was a lot of kids that participated this year, which was great. She had Lockheed Martin out there doing a bunch of experiments. She had one of the high schools come down with their robotics team. So they had these giant robots that were like shooting basketballs into the hoops
very
and everything.
Cool.
And it was very cool. But it's just all the other stuff, the logistics that go behind it, you know, that the kids that bail out, the kids that show up with a project that didn't sign up for the science fair, kids where their T-shirts don't fit, parents complaining that it's rigged, parents showing up to do the experiments instead of the kids. It's just a little bit of a mess. So, you know, I talked to her at about 2 o'clock yesterday. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm going with her friend Lori, who helps her out. She goes, Lori and I are going to go grab a beer. So at 2 o'clock yesterday, they went and grabbed some pizza and beer just to kind of decompress before community night rolled in, where all the parents get to come.
So they had to get a little lubricated to be able to handle all the nonsense.
Yeah. And you know, the joke was, you know, next year we'll change this, and next year, oh, wait, we don't have to do this next year. Ha, 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 ha.
Wouldn't it be funny if she just kind of got ripped and then showed up for the science fair? All right, you guys are over there.
All these experiments suck.
Oh, great. Another stupid volcano. Great. Volcano. Oh,
I know.
The volcano.
Oh,
never seen that before. Oh. So let's go back a step.
Yeah.
Is it rigged?
No, it's definitely not rigged. You know, there's volunteers that come in to do all the judging. So it's not rigged at all. The only downside is, you know, she, I will say that, you know, she co-chairs it with this Lori, and her daughter did get first place in her grade level. So they were kind of like, ah, crap. Because of course, a volunteer was the one who judged everything, not the mom. But it was just kind of funny that
the volunteers are selected by Nicole and
no, because we had like people from the neighborhood come in. They volunteered. People from Lockheed Martin came in to do the judging. So they were all neutral parties, honestly. There's no rigging going. And then it's like it's an elementary school science fair. Relax a little bit, you know. Just relax.
I think it's rigged.
I love you poking the bear. You're poking the bear here, Knickknacks, right now going, shut up.
She's got a hangover right now. She's not even listening.
I did. I was like, when I left today, she's like, thank God it's over. Thank God we're done. So we might try to snag lunch together today and just kind of let her decompress a little bit. But it was
The ultimate would be if your kids had won the ribbon or whatever.
They didn't. They did not win. Everybody gets a participation ribbon, though, of course.
Of course they do.
So everyone got their ribbon for participating. Yeah, of course they do.
Hey, how many of the science fair projects were actually done by the parents? About 70%?
You know, I walked through last night, and I would say probably 50-50.
50-50.
You could tell the ones that, you know, had extremely nice handwriting on the poster boards and really legit, like, laptop setups with, you know, 3D printers and all. You can tell. You can tell for sure. Absolutely.
But it's no surprise anymore. I mean, parents sell all the Girl Scout cookies. Parents do more than half of the science fair projects. I mean, it's just the way it is these days.
Yeah, and then I think that, you know, that's a majority of the parents that come forward and complain because they did most of the work and then they didn't get the trophy. And
they're like, hey,
I put a lot of effort into this.
See, now that's funny, but it's also probably more true than funny.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And maybe the judges, you know, were able to spy some of that, so that's why some of the kids
did the judges ding a couple of points if they can tell that a parent has been involved?
I would think so. Like, I wasn't there for the actual judging, but I would imagine, you know, these are very smart people that come down to help, very people, you know, fully in the science industry. I would imagine they're like, no. Whereas our kids did an experiment on, you know, stacking books on eggs to see, you know, how long it would take for the egg to break. That's a total kid experiment. Mm-hmm. And with ours, we make sure it's legit because we take a lot of pictures of them actually doing the experiment and video. so we can prove that we had nothing to do with this. This was all our kiddos.
I don't know. Were you taking the pictures in the video?
Me? Yeah, I was taking the pictures in the video.
Oh, well, then you were involved.
Well, come on. Somebody's got a document.
I know. That's why you got
camera crew.
Tripod. You got tripod.
That's true. Very true. Yeah.
You were involved.
I was like, stack one more book. Do one more book.
Here, and let me filter this photo a little bit in this video and make you look even better.
We did it all in front of a green screen, for sure.